It's the Mark Simone Show
on the Voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Well, Steve Cuzzo writes a lot of great columns for the New York Post on restaurants, on New York, on real estate, and it's great to have him with us. Steve Cuzzo, how you doing?
Thanks.
Hey, you wrote a big column about it today. What the hell is this push for casinos all over New York? Do we really need these?
Well, I don't know. That's an open question. You know, right now the whole city wants to be one big casino, and there are so many proposals by big real estate companies partnering up with casino operators that I've kind of lost track of them all. I just got an email just before you called this morning from a guy who represents the plan for a casino complex with a giant Ferris wheel on First Avenue near the UN. Yeah,
what?
That's Stefan Soloviev, a big real estate guy. But the one I wrote about today is really an amazing proposal. This is SL Green, which is the city's largest commercial landlord. They own more office buildings than anybody else. And they've already announced a partnership with Caesars out of Vegas, Caesars Resorts, to partner up in bidding or putting in a proposal with the state. It's up to the state for a casino in Times Square. And now, in the latest, their latest move, as I wrote this morning in the New York Post, they've joined up with Jay-Z and his Roc Nation company to partner in this project. Now, Jay-Z, who's a, you know, a New York a success story rapper billionaire, would provide some sort of guidance or programming control over entertainment that would be planned for the site, which is 1515 Broadway, which is an office building right now at Broadway and 44th Street. So it's certainly an interesting it's an interesting twist in the whole drama. The state will put out an official request for proposals by later this month, maybe January, for interested companies who want to open a casino in New York City.
Wait a minute. Times Square can't handle the traffic it has now. How can you have a casino there traffic-wise?
Well, I don't know. Look, this is a very complex issue. First of all, right now, Times Square has rebounded wonderfully from the dark days of the, you know, the ghost town 2 years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
But as busy as it is, it still doesn't have the crowds still aren't quite as large as they were back in 2019. And, you know, the issue, there are strong arguments on both sides in terms of having a casino in Times Square. If it happens, it would be unprecedented. There aren't any, there's no city in America that I know of that has a large full-scale casino in its central city, other than, of course, Vegas and Atlantic City.
Oh, well, actually, Detroit does, but that's like a war zone. And mostly, yeah, it's mostly
I don't know about
there.
Detroit. Yeah, they've been like a war zone for,
yeah,
I don't know, decades. But you know, there in the Times Square area, there are people who are opposed to it very, very adamantly. The Broadway League, which owns the Broadway theaters, and they're opposed to it. But the unions are in favor of it, including Actors Equity, which, of course, represents the talent, and the hotel unions and the construction unions. And most of the big restaurants there, Shelley Fireman at Bond 45 and Jeff Bank with Carmine's and Virgil's, a lot of those guys want a casino in Times Square because they believe that it will do good for their business. And we'll have to see. It's going to be very interesting as this goes down to the wire next year, because the other proposals are provocative in their own way. Related Companies is teamed up with, they created the Hudson Yards.
Yeah.
Teamed up with, Wynn Resorts for a casino complex at Hudson Yards. Steve Cohen, owner of the Mets, wants to do one, I think, in Willets Point in Queens. John Catsimatidis of Cats Roundtable fame, one of your competitors, I guess, Mark.
He's my good friend.
Coney Island. Yeah. I know. Coney Island. So it's a real kind of free-for-all, and
okay,
we'll see where it goes.
I could see Coney Island. That makes sense. You need something to pick it up there. I could see Willets Point. I could see Hudson Yards. They need something there. But the middle of Times Square, that's, and the one you're talking about by the UN, there's already gridlock around the UN. This is crazy.
Yeah, that'll be a fun place to be during, what is it, General Assembly Month, right?
Yeah. Hey, Steve Cuso, could you explain this to me? There's this new neighborhood called Nomad, which is like in the 20s around Madison. There's a Ritz-Carlton going up and all that stuff. Well, how did that suddenly become a hot neighborhood?
It isn't really suddenly, Mark. It's happened gradually, but about 2 years ago, even with the pandemic, it took on critical mass in terms of marketing. So, years ago, the Madison area around between Madison and Avenue and Broadway in the 20s and 30s. Years ago, that area was so sleazy that whenever I wrote about a restaurant in that neighborhood, I referred to it as the creepy hotel district because that's what it was. It was all these old SROs, but you know, that New York evolves. It's one of the things, one of the reasons the city is so great. It evolves sometimes in unpredictable ways. And so Nomad now, the Ritz-Carlton just opened. I got a notice yesterday that the Virgin Hotel, which has been under construction for it seems like 1,000 years, is finally going to open in the next, month or so.
Wow.
There's a gazillion restaurants. There were the hotels that were beautified. And here's the most interesting thing. There's an office building on Broadway at 32nd Street. It's on the corner of 32nd Street where all the Korean restaurants are, and, Koreatown. And the owners of that building got the bright idea to remarket the building. They didn't want to be in Koreatown. They closed the entrance on the Korean restaurant block, moved the entrance around to 31st Street, and rebranded the building as Nomad Tower, exploiting the Nomad name to draw office tenants. But you're right, it's absolutely a phenomenal thing. The crazy thing, of course, is that you walk there from, as I often do, from the subway, Herald Square station, and I exit the station at 32nd Street and walk south along Broadway, and it's still a mess. There are still peddlers, with selling junk on the sidewalks. There are a lot of wholesalers there, so the wholesalers aren't open to the public, and so you have these iron gates and these guys selling garbage on the street, not cheap goods, and of course the smell of dope, which is everywhere in the city, but it's especially bad, I think, in parts of Nomad.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Steve Cuso, the great New York Post columnist. All right, one more thing. This new Penn Station, I'm looking at these drawings, and it's not only the most elaborate thing, this train station, but there's going to be like a Bryant Park kind of thing in the middle. I mean,
right.
Is this really going to happen?
Probably not, but it's a wonderful idea. And the architect, a very good guy, Alexandros Washburn, he worked for Bloomberg as a head of design, urban design, and the idea really is to open up people's eyes and minds and imaginations to a better plan than the ridiculous non-plan of Governor Kathy Hochul. I call her Governor Wokel because her views are so woke on so many areas. And under her plan, which originated under Andrew Cuomo, the most ridiculous thing since the dinosaurs, the idea is that, we need a new Penn Station. So in order to create a new Penn Station, all we have to do is basically bulldoze the whole neighborhood, condemn 20 buildings, and then build 8 new office buildings. And the proceeds from the office building someday, one day, in a galaxy far away, will pay for fixing up Penn Station. Now, isn't that the most ridiculous thing anybody has ever heard of in their lives? It is.
Yeah. Now, somebody should say to her, hey, you can't take care of the train station you got now. Why should we build you a new one?
If the state wanted to create a new Penn Station or really fix it up, they have the money. Just do it, for God's sakes. Of course, the problem is that Penn Station, as it is buried underneath Madison Square Garden. And until Madison Square Garden can be moved, there's never going to be a meaningfully better Penn Station. Whether that can happen, nobody knows. It's the Dolan family, which owns the garden. They've been opposed to the idea. It's their call. But the city has power over their license, which is up next year, to operate the garden as an arena. And, the garden has moved 3 times in the past in its history. And not only that, but the Dolan family, they were amenable, it seemed, to moving the garden at least one block west. In when Eliot Spitzer was governor in 07 or 08, whatever year it was that our Black Sox governor had to quit over the prostitutes, he was behind that plan. And then once Spitzer was gone, the whole idea was fell over the edge.
Hmm. Hey, Steve Cuso, we only got a few seconds left. Office buildings, people coming back to work. How's that looking? Are more people coming back to the office?
Yeah, a lot of people are coming back to the office. Don't believe the stuff that you read from the Castle Back to Work Barometer, which I'm happy to see that people have stopped quoting it ever since I kind of exposed them about a month ago that their sample is completely ridiculous. And there are a lot of buildings that are 100% full, including Morgan Stanley at 1585 Broadway, where they said everybody comes back to work, and they're in there 5 days a week. And if you don't believe me, walk over there at 5 o'clock on Friday when everything is supposedly dead, and you see 6 million people in suits coming out.
Wow. Well, okay, that's good news. Well, excellent stuff. You should read Steve Cuso's columns. They're in the New York Post. Just go to the website and get them all there. Steve Cuso writing about real estate and restaurants and great stuff about New York. Steve Cuso, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Take care.
Take care.
And also, everybody, check out the webpage. We've got a lot of good stuff up there. So, listen, Joe Biden has a long history of lying. I mean, serious lying. And watch this. This is from years ago. You won't believe how honest the networks were back then. They actually would do reports on this. Here's an ABC News report, NBC News, covering the lying of Joe Biden from years ago. Take a look at this. You'll be surprised. Also, Tim Cook's got a problem helping China suppress the protests. Watch reporters try to ask him about it and watch him run away. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
One of the smartest guys you'll ever hear. John Batchelor is back on New York Radio. Weeknights 9 till midnight on 710 WOR.
Hey, you know, one of the best home improvements you can make is to get yourself a home water filter. I mean, a really good state-of-the-art water filtration system. It's a great thing to do. And if you thought about doing this, it's an excellent company. A lot of us have used, a lot of our audience has used, and they will come test your water. They'll see exactly what's in it, and they put in just the right system for whatever size house or apartment you have. Give them a call. It's Long Island Clean Water. Now, don't worry. They do the whole tri-state area. They've been doing it for 40 years. They got the highest ratings. It's family-owned. They do great work. Tell them you're one of our listeners. They'll take good care of you. Once you get this state-of-the-art water filter, everything will taste better. Obviously, it's much healthier for you. It really makes a difference. Just give them a call at 516-694-PURE, 516-694-PURE, or just go to their website. It's licleanwater.com, licleanwater.com.
When you eat enough fruits and vegetables, your body could see several positive side effects: a strengthened immune system, heart health, more energy, joint